Welcome to the Animal Guide for Curious Humans, the podcast that explores the vast world of non-human animals and our relationship to them. I'm your host, Maureen Armstrong. For more information, please visit us at theanimalguide.com. Hi, everyone. It's Maureen here. Hey, how are you doing? It's spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, which is usually a time to feel energized and renewed. But we seem to be living in really unsettling times with plenty of political, social, and financial uncertainty right around the globe. So wherever you are, I hope you and yours are doing well. Today's episode is just a brief one to touch base on some current news items and to tell you about some of the great episodes we have coming up. Let's start with the recent, quite heartbreaking story from Dallas, Texas, where a little two-year-old boy was mauled by a coyote while on the front porch of his home. As of this recording, he remains in hospital in critical condition. My thoughts and prayers go out to this little boy and his family. I have seen video footage of this coyote in Dallas and heard community members speak of how comfortable the animal seems to be in the neighborhood and around people. Several news stories have reported that neighbors in the area had been seen feeding the coyote and even petting it. Hearing this story made me think of the two episodes we recorded with wildlife conflict mitigation specialist Meg Toom. They are episodes 6 and 7. If you haven't already listened to them, I do recommend them to you. Meg offers several really important tips for dealing with wildlife, particularly in urban settings. She explains why feeding wildlife and allowing them to become habituated to humans can be so dangerous. It's tempting to want to understand them and to get close to wildlife species, but close encounters can have a major adverse effect on behavior of the animal. Coyotes are naturally elusive animals, and they generally avoid contact with humans. If the stories of feeding and interacting are accurate, this coyote in Dallas may have lost much of its natural wariness to humans that would have kept it away from the neighborhood. And the outcome is a true tragedy. This innocent little child's life is at stake. And undoubtedly, the coyote will be hunted and killed as a result of this. As Meg outlined in those episodes, if you see wildlife in your community, whether it's coyotes, foxes, or other species, please don't try to get near them or encourage their continued presence through feeding or allowing access to food sources. Encourage them to move on through for their sake and yours. I also wanted to acknowledge some of the incredible stories of efforts to assist animals in Ukraine as that country continues to defend itself from this Russian attack. There are Ukrainian zoo staff at the Nikolaev Zoo in southern Ukraine that have refused to leave out of concern for the animals in their care. They're literally keeping themselves in harm's way in an effort to try to protect the animals in that zoo. There are also been some stories of animals rescued out of Ukraine, including two African lions, Simba and Mir, who have been found a permanent home at a sanctuary in South Africa. These are just two of the amazing stories coming out of Ukraine in terms of the care and affection for animals and the people who are looking after them. Unfortunately, there are many more tragedies. Like the 15-year-old boy who was volunteering to help evacuate buffalo from an eco park in Kharkiv, and they came under fire and this 15-year-old was killed along with others. Of course, there have also been many animals who've been killed either by bombing or even in some cases because they've been used as target practice by Russian forces. The animal welfare community worldwide has mobilized to assist. If you can spare some change, please consider donating to one of them to help the animals and people of Ukraine. IFAW, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, is doing excellent work, so I recommend them. The European Association of Zoos and Aquariums is also very active in assisting. So if you have a particular interest in helping zoo animals, you may wish to consider providing a donation to them. I'm not affiliated with either of these organizations, but I believe in the work they are doing to assist Ukraine. I'm sure any amount of money you are able to give would be much appreciated. On a lighter note, we have several incredible episodes to share with you in the coming weeks. We will be looking at mountain gorillas in the wild and some of the extraordinary people involved in protecting them in their natural habitat. We will also talk about wild cats, both large and small, and the efforts undertaken to give them sanctuary from inhumane and inappropriate living conditions, like roadside zoos or even private homes. Other fascinating episodes will cover subjects like wild horses, monkeys, and even chickens. We're transitioning to a new production team here at the Animal Guide for Curious Humans, so we've also been working on that. I would like to give a final thanks to podmotion.co for their assistance in helping me get the podcast started and for all their production support these past several months. Also, welcome to McGill Foot, who is providing production assistance. So that's it for today. Come on back soon, though, for the next episode. And in the meantime, all the best to you and the animals in your life.